Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster Evan Jenkins here. It's time for our podcast, Bustin' Balls. We love the name. We love the logo. It just makes you want to squeeze when you see that logo. But, yeah, we're here. And, look, it's never too early for the draft. And you say, well, Lions, heck, they haven't even had, training camp finished yet. They haven't even played a preseason game, all those things. Yeah, but, looking forward to the college football season starting. And players you should possibly look at. Some of them, maybe about, obviously quarterbacks. But if the Lions are not going to be that bad this year, say they get to their projected win area of 6.5, that puts them in the 8 to 10 spot when it comes down to the draft. And assuming the Rams are going to be really good again this year, they'll be bottom of the first round with the pick that they got in the Matthew Stafford trade. And how do you piece that all together? Now, Evan, when I look at the Lions, the first thing that I think of is, okay, I can see a serviceable offense, and I see some younger players on the offense. Running back who's relatively young and DeAndre Swift, receiver that they drafted in Jameson Williams, so maybe that would take them out of, taking a premier receiver. T.J. Hockenson, I think they're going to sign him long-term. Offensive line, they've got first-round draft picks in three of the five spots and two other players that played well for them. So I don't see them going into the offensive realm. But when I look at their defense, I see something that if it were my faucet, I would get a plumber. So I think the Lions are challenged defensively. I know Aiden Hutchinson is really good, and they took Paschal, although he's had some injury issues before he even gets started, and Joseph and some others on the defense. But to me, the bottom line is they're going to have to look at defense. And there's two spots where I see – or three, actually. They got a lot of needs. But inside, defensive tackle. If they're drafting 8 to 10, the edge, if somebody's a really good edge rusher, they're going to be gone by then. And I look at cornerback. They got a lot of cornerback candidates, nothing that's sure. And I still see safety as a possibility, and definitely linebacker. Inside linebacker, a tough run stopper. If the Lions are going to have some problems this year, it'll be if teams run on them, and then they can start just tucking it in there and throwing to wide receivers. And you got to stop the run first. And I'm not so sure they're going to be that good at it. They were bad at everything defensively last year. So I got a couple guys that I would look at. Now, I always come up with some guy, right?
Sure. You've been nailing every draft so far.
But I'm not nailing this saying that this is necessarily. But there's one player that, to me, fits what the Lions need. Well, two, actually, two. And I'm looking at, and I don't know what Elon McNeil is going to do this year. Uzurike's already had some injury issues in camp. But Elon McNeil's a key factor for him. But the rest of their nose tackle core, not so impressive, not so sure in the future. Falls definitely in the just a guy at best category. So a lot will depend on this. But the player that I like is a kid who's at Baylor. And his name is C.K. Uku. His nickname is Apu. Apu. That's what they call him, Apu. He's a 350-pound nose tackle. Transferred into Baylor after a couple years at LSU. And very athletic, very thick. And he reminds me a bit of Haloti Ngata. You know, he had 4 or 5 sacks last year. Is going to be definitely first team All Pac-12. But to me, and he's, you know, he's not somebody who is young. I mean, he's fourth year, I believe, in college. But to me, he's somebody that I would keep my eye on. Because when I looked at these interior defensive linemen, and there's some other good ones, that's the one that really stood out to me. Huge. And a little bit off the radar because he's playing at Baylor. And I, you know, and wasn't off the radar at LSU, but the last year that he played there, they were off the radar. So just looking at that, that's a player that I would look at, you know, possibly even in the 8 to 10 category, or if he slips later, I think there are probably some who have him as a first-round pick. This guy's a great football player. I love him.
I have an interesting question about him in general, because last year, you know, sitting on the draft board when they picked was Jordan Davis out of Georgia, right? Will they kind of regret that choice? Because you're right, their offense is in a better spot than their defense is, and we talk about that being a big need, especially with the Lions' defense going to a 4-2-5, that is.
Right.
So that defensive line is really going to have to step up because, you know, their linebackers are weak, which I'm sure you'll get into. But do you think that they'll regret making that choice of not taking Jordan Davis there?
I don't know. You know, Jordan Davis to me was a mixed bag. He was a big name because he played in all these big games.
And a big fella, too.
And a big guy. This guy's bigger than Jordan Davis. This guy makes him look kind of small.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Jordan Davis is pretty big.
Yeah.
That might be an exaggeration. But this guy's an easy 350, all right?
That's
and he moves,
boy.
And he can move. So what I would tell you about it just in the short term is people get enamored with players that they don't see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that they see. Like Jordan Davis. You saw him over and over and over again last year.
Sure.
His name was mentioned over and over and over again. You screened a lot of calls at the time, so you know.
A lot of people wanted him with that Georgia pedigree.
Yeah, they just knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia's got a number of players, and we'll get into a couple of them here later that would fit into that category. But this guy is, if for that big guy that you can't move out of there, that can push the pocket. Especially if you had him in tandem with McNeil, that would help your linebackers a lot.
Okay.
And that would help your pass rush, keeping things you wouldn't be able to just cup the pocket and push, say Hutchinson's a great outside rusher and push him around the edge and then step up, things like that. That's going to be very important. And, again, a lot of the great players don't come from Georgia, Alabama. It's kind of like a mixed bag of those
really
great
is.
Players. That came in, and then people wonder, well, what about this guy, and what was he in college? This is a guy that if he were right now at Georgia, would probably get a lot of attention. And he's, like I said, man, part of the thing I do on this is people ask, well, what's really happening other than just, you know, what somebody's putting in their mocks. This is a player that I looked at. And said that this guy's really good. Cool. Right now, we're heading into the season here. Another player is Brian Barisi. Now, he had a torn ACL. And if you want to have some fun, Evan, go look on YouTube when Brian Barisi was in high school and check out his video. He was the number one prospect in the entire country, regardless of position, coming into Clemson. Last year, tore an ACL, but he was a dominant player before he did that. Yeah, his first year draft eligible. I assume his ACL will be fine. It won't be a problem, but he's a dominant player that's going to go in the top 10 if everything checks out with him health-wise. 300 pounds, extraordinarily quick. One of the meanest football players you'll ever find.
Well, in a different 300 pounds. He's more of like a Sioux body type than, you know.
Not a tight body
correct,
type.
Correct. Where he's fit, and it's like you look at the guy like, wow, okay, he's 300 pounds, 6'5".
He's nasty.
Yeah.
Right? He's a nasty football player. Jalen Carter from Georgia is another one. Fits more into the Barisi type. Excellent for an inside guy pass rusher. All right. So that's a player that you need to look at as well. And I, you know, how many of those guys will be still on the board at 8 to 10? I'm thinking at least one of them will be.
Well, and this
and
year,
somebody's going to flash out of those three, and you're going to hear a lot about them, like you heard about Jordan Davis.
Well, and you got to figure in this year's draft, it's going to be quarterback heavy, right? With Stroud and Hall or
what's Young, his, Bryce Young,
Bryce Young, and then you got Will Levis out of Kentucky, and you got all these guys, and then Will Anderson is obviously going to go probably top
five. The edge rusher from Alabama,
who everybody thought would have gone one this year if he was able to come out. So you would think that the Lions are going to have their more options than a normal draft at
for
that position.
If they're in a situation, and none of these players would be reaches, in my opinion.
Sure.
You know, sometimes teams go, they draft for position of need. There's a possibility that all three of these guys. Now, that's the good news. The size thing for inside is there if they were trying to improve their defense. The bad news is linebacker. You know, we talked all this time about N'Kobe Dean and, you know, these other line. He didn't even get drafted that high, but there's a number of players that you get all excited about a linebacker. I don't see it as a great linebacker class.
Okay.
So inside linebacker, I would not – I'm talking about inside linebacker, not edge rushers. All right?
Well, how does that change just like with the Lions' different scheme?
They could use another edge rusher. And a lot will depend on how effective Hutchinson is.
Okay.
And a lot will depend on, you know, a lot of folks have high expectations for Julian Okwara, you know, and maybe Harris, you know, will flash again. So it depends on how that works out. And I'll get into a little bit about the edge rushers. There's one edge rusher that you got to keep your eye on a great deal here that maybe people haven't thought that much about. But the linebackers, one of them is Penny Sewell's brother, Noah Sewell.
Yeah.
From Oregon. He's going to go late first round, early second round. He's just an outstanding all-around player. So there's a player that possibly could go to the Lions. It's not like just because he's Penny Sewell's brother. He's smaller, obviously, athletic, thick. You know, he's got that, you know, body type that's hard to move out of there. And he moves, and he's mean, and he's tough. So love him as a player. Another player that I think is going to garner some attention, he's one of the better players in the Big Ten. Projected now as a second-round pick maybe, but it probably should be higher, is Jack Campbell from Iowa.
Okay.
He's a linebacker from Iowa who's just an outstanding player all around. He can play three downs. He can cover. He moves well. I think sometimes we get this view of Iowa players that are at skill positions that they're not athletic. You know, we tend to think that they got all a bunch of big tackles and tight ends and everything. But this kid is a legitimate starting linebacker in the NFL, and I think he might be a star. So those are the two linebackers that I would look at in the draft. You mentioned edge rushers since you mentioned that. A player that I'd look at is a kid named Andre Carter the second. And the weird part about him, he plays at Army.
Okay.
He was ranked with Aiden Hutchinson last year, just in every different metric that you had when it came down to edge rushing, hurries, all those things. And when he played against Power 5 competition, his level of play maintained its highness. Now, there's always risk when you – and I'm trying to figure out what – you know, they've let some players go into.
Yeah, some players have been able to go straight to the NFL, and then others, they say you have to serve your 2 years or whatever it might be.
No, but this Carter kid's a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
He's about 260.
God, that's crazy, isn't it?
And he's just a great football player.
Yeah.
Just a great football player, especially explosive around the edge.
And definitely disciplined, too, being there at West Point.
Right. So this is somebody that, you know, I would keep on in mind on the edge rushers. Edge rushers always get kind of a little bit over blown out. I'm doing this right now before the Lions season, right? And when I'm looking at it, to me, what they have needs for are inside strength defensively and, you know, up the middle strength defensively in addition. They just really need everything defensively.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned with the linebackers, too. You see how many times them getting caught on a tight end and just getting burned by these other teams. And you need athleticism, and it can't just be all downhill for a linebacker these days.
Well, yeah, I don't know what the year-to-year improvement's going to be for Derek Barnes.
Well, they're counting on him big time.
You know, people are getting all giddy about Malcolm Rodriguez, the best linebacker prospect.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Expect Lions have had since Zach Follett. Remember
well,
that?
With
the Lions, you can always come up with an equivalent.
It's so crazy, too, because Brad Holmes joined Stoney and Jansen yesterday morning or on Tuesday morning, and he talked about Rodriguez, and he said what stuck out to him most was the special teams play that he had at Oklahoma State. And I'm like, are fans going nuts over a special teams player right now?
Well, he's got the MO because he's very athletic.
He was a wrestler in high school.
No, he can run, man.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what about Rodriguez, Evan. You watched Oklahoma State last year. You knew who he was.
Sure.
His name was kind of – it would be like if you were to go to a game and they kept mentioning his name, making the tackles over the PA system. He was really good. But I don't know how it's going to translate. And then there are Anzalone, and I don't know what else they got. I mean, there's not really anything.
That's about it. And Anzalone that's a guy that he would be a great backup. I don't know if he's necessarily a great starter at his age right now in the league, but, you know, Dan Campbell loves him. Aaron Glenn loves him. They named him a captain last year.
Right.
So.
But like I said, the two linebackers that I would identify at this point, Jack Campbell from Iowa, you get a chance to see him. Other than the Ohio State skill position guys, Smith Najaba and C.J. Stroud, and you probably put a couple other guys. And Zach Harrison, their edge rushers, you know, got a chance, although I haven't been that impressed with them. And they got Paris Johnson, too, a really good tackle. Yeah. But, you know, when I look at other Big Ten teams and other prospects, the one that I like that people aren't necessarily talking that much about is Jack Campbell from Iowa. And he is an inside linebacker, and he can play three downs. So that would be somebody that I would, if I were the Lions, I'd be watching it carefully. The other position to me is obviously cornerback and safety. Lions got a lot of needs defensively. That's why we haven't gotten into the quarterback situation here. But the best defensive back, I think, in the country, as far as an NFL prospect, is Antonio Johnson.
Okay.
He's at Texas A&M. He's going to go in the top dozen picks in the draft. If the draft were held today, he would go there. He's really big. He is projected maybe as a safety, but plays corner a lot in their scheme at Texas A&M. So he can mirror the receivers going down the field well. Really big, 6'3", 205, really fast. He's going to run probably a sub 4.4. He's somebody and plays big-time competition. That I would look at. A bit of a sleeper for corners is a kid named Garrett Williams from Syracuse. Syracuse has got the worst pass defense. I've watched Syracuse play a lot because they had a couple players that the Lions, you know, were particularly safety. I can't think of his name. He was Jacksonville.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. And of course, Tristan Jackson from West Bloomfield. You had to watch him.
Yeah, and, of course, Imofuantu, who's on the Lions now. But they're a terrible scheme where they don't have press coverage. But Garrett Williams is somebody that could be, if you put him in a press coverage situation, be a really, really good defensive. The guy's got a cool name. I'm surprised I can't remember. Jacksonville took him 64th overall. I know everything about him except his friggin' name because I'm drawing a blank.
I'll find it for you.
Yeah, but anyway, just in that circumstance, you know, that's somebody to look at. So those are, you know, the defensive guys that I would say. I really like the cornerback, Kaylee Ringo, from Georgia. Again, Georgia's got a really good team. And what I like about Ringo is the combination of size and speed. And he's obviously been up against top competition, and he's been productive. He's another player that I would look at a great deal. And if you notice the theme here, it's pretty much a lot of SEC guys. Big Ten, not as deep when it comes down to it.
Do you, first off, that guy's name is Andre Sisco.
Sisco, there you go.
And what about Joey Porter Jr. with Penn State? He's a guy that I've seen mocked at the end of the first round. I mean, we know his name because of his father and the pedigree that he has there. But do you like his game translating to the NFL?
Could be.
Okay.
You know, not where it flashes out, where I would say
must take him.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm at this point of what I'm doing, I'm giving you the guys because I've looked at a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, to sit here and watch during the year.
Right. And, yeah, I've had, you know, it's obviously the Tigers haven't been that entertaining.
No?
So every once in a while.
No, you don't like boring baseball.
So I flipped to, you know, no, I've been doing a lot on this. The guys that have stood out.
Yeah.
I've went and I've looked at, you know, and again, it's the early part of the process.
But that's what's fun about it, though,
right?
Pat, is that we can start and we can do this. I mean, because who was the quarter or everybody that we talked about last year with the draft, you know, like you mentioned N'Kobe Dean. Sometimes here our eyes are on it because of the performance that he had in the last game that we watched was, you know, the Michigan game and then the national title game. So everybody's like, well, I saw what he did against my team. He can do it in the NFL.
Yeah, but if you listen to this podcast.
I know. We stray a little different than that.
We did on N'Kobe Dean.
Yeah, just, I mean, with his shoulder and everything like that.
Well, but his size, too.
Well, yeah, and he's 5'9", maybe.
You know, he's a safety size.
That wouldn't run. Also, like Kyle Hamilton, did you see him kind of getting torched?
I know, that's been all over
social media. All over, and even he went and talked about it. But that's another guy that was talked about as high as 2
right.
in the NFL draft. So it's fun to talk about him early because you can keep an eye on these guys. And then when you see a Syracuse game, you're not automatically turning it off. Oh, I want to see this kid for a moment. That's right. What I like about it the
yeah,
most.
Yeah, so I'm just I'll go through the names again just for you to look at, just to give you an idea. Again, we're projecting 8-10 for the Lions, 28 above for their second first round pick. We're talking specifically here. Defensive tackles, the best, I think, and is a sleeper in this draft, is Siike Uku. Everybody calls him Apu. All right, so you'll hear that name, Apu, Apu, Apu. You'll start to hear that 350-pound nose tackle from
him.
Baylor. So if you get a Baylor game, check that out. And then the other defensive tackles, Brian Barisi from Clemson, who's number one high school prospect in the country coming out. You want to have some fun, check out his YouTube videos. He's just picking up guys and literally throwing them. It's unbelievable. I don't even know how they let the kid play. It looked like some 20-year-old man.
Unnecessary roughness, maybe, should have been called.
Yeah, it's like when playing Little League football. He's been great in college, but he has an ACL base coming back from Jalen Carter from Georgia, a great pass rusher for an inside guy. Keep that in mind. Talking about the secondary players, Kaylee Ringo from Georgia, big, tall, fast, athletic corner. And also Garrett Williams from Syracuse, who has tremendous press coverage skills. And looking at another corner or a safety, could be either one, and I think he's the best defensive back prospect in this draft, is Antonio Johnson. They use him all over the place, but he's safety corner determination, but from Texas A&M. So, and looking at the linebackers, Noah Sewell's, Penny Sewell's brother, he's not because he's Penny Sewell's brother. The kid is really legit. He's arguably and probably is the top inside linebacker in college football. And the kid from Iowa, Jack Campbell, a linebacker. So those are the defensive guys to watch here, just kind of get on our early watch for the 2023 NFL Draft. Now, I did want to go over to the quarterbacks a little bit. I know we've talked about in different situations. You know, okay, obviously Stroud, obviously Young. Will Levis has gotten a lot of play. So is Tanner McKee from Stanford because there's been – he's a projected first-round pick in many mocks. And part of it's because Davis Mills has done so well.
Right.
If Davis Mills were taken now, he would be a first-round pick without question. He's playing for Houston. He's their quarterback there. And he might be one of those players that at the end of this year, everybody's going, oh, how come the Lions didn't take him? But he didn't go – I think he was a third-round pick. But Tanner McKee is an older player who spins the ball very well. He's older because he went on a Mormon mission for a couple years and came back. Stanford was terrible last year. But this guy's really good in his ball placement. Classic NFL-type player. Good athleticism, though. Not, you know, a statue back in the pocket. Not an injury issue or anything that's concerning. So he's, you know, getting a lot of play as a potential first-round pick. Another player to watch. A couple players that people go, man, I don't know. But if I were looking at the quarterbacks that could possibly emerge this year, and there are so many of them.
Peyton Thorne. Sorry, I said that.
Well, Peyton Thorne has been vastly underrated.
He has been, but he's got a lot to prove this year.
Yeah. And I don't know if he's an NFL.
No, I was just joking with him because of my fanfare.
Well, I've seen lists where he's not listed, and I'm like, really? I mean, he's, you know, Peyton Thorne or Cade McNamara, who would you rather have?
I'd take Peyton.
Yeah, I mean, they're
because of the deep ball in its own. Do you like Anthony Richardson from
That's
Florida?
What I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
This is what I mentioned. Anthony Richardson from Florida is getting a lot of play.
Tons.
And because he's so athletic, he's accurate. They were under the radar last year. I can watch a pretty good game of him against Alabama last year if you want to see a good look at him. And I like him a lot, and I think he's being underrated. But there's so many quarterbacks. The other one is Talala Tugavaluva.
Oh, from Maryland?
From Maryland. He's been vastly underrated. I know his brother probably got overrated, but this kid's good.
No, he really is.
Yeah, he's got a turnover issue, all right, that's, you know, held him back. They're obviously a struggling program that's come on a little bit, But he's got a really good offensive coach. He's been in college for a couple years. He has athleticism. He has arm strength. He has some pretty good receivers here. And Tua's little brother is a better pro prospect than what people think. And another player that nobody talks about, okay, is an NFL prospect, but is maybe the best quarterback in the country or maybe up there by the end of the year, is a kid named Devin Leary from North Carolina State.
Okay.
And so he's somebody that really put up big numbers last year. So he's somebody that's kind of under the radar, but definitely somebody that could pop this year. And, of course, you got Caleb Williams isn't going to be eligible for the draft, but he could have a good year. Jackson Dart is at Mississippi with Lane Kiffin, now transferred from USC. And, you know, the usual suspects that have been bouncing around college football, it seems, you know, like Caden Slovis is at Pitt replacing Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
And he was supposed to be first or second pick. With the transfer portal, you've had a number of JT Daniels go from Georgia to West Virginia.
From USC to Georgia to West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it falls into that category. Dylan Gabriel went from UFC. UCF to Oklahoma, replacing Caleb Williams, and he's going to put up big time numbers there. You got to look out for the quarterback from Miami, Tyler Van Dyke.
Oh, they're really hyping him. Michigan State fans saw him a little bit last year when they played against him, but that was De'Aaron King's team.
Right.
But now that he's got the reins, I mean, I've seen a lot of hype about him.
Yeah, he has a chance to be outstanding. And there's quarterbacks all over the place. I mean,
oh, and I'm sure one's going to emerge that we're not even talking about. It happens every year,
Every year. And some of these quarterbacks, that's Brennan Armstrong. You know, the ACC's got a lot of quarterbacks, but I don't know if they're because the league is so poor at their pass defense. Sam Hartman from Wake Forest. Brennan Armstrong is a left-handed quarterback at Virginia, put up big numbers. There's quarterback, the kid, Jerovic, or however you pronounce his name, Phil Jerovic, or whatever. Will would definitely know his.
Oh, Boston College?
Boston College kid. Transferred from Notre Dame a few years ago. He seems like he's been at Boston College forever. You know, he's got some pro skills.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting him to pop, but you never know. So there are a number of quarterbacks, not so much in the Big Ten, you know, unless J.J. McCarthy joins Stroud up at that, you know, higher level list. But
yeah, it's Stroud and then everybody else. I mean, that kid sits back there and can pick you apart and – I mean, granted, he has some wonderful receivers and Smith and Jigba, and now Marvin Harrison Jr. coming in.
Well, they got all kinds of guys.
It's great. They're loaded.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I know. I'm so
Ohio
excited.
State's ridiculous.
We're only like 30 days away from the start of the college football season.
And, you know, that's one of the reasons that, you know, I just wanted to, you know, get into it today.
A little primer to get us
a little
ready.
A few names. You know, because one of the things that's been good about this, and I think, Evan, you would concur, is that we have identified players before, you know, they became those names.
Pat, I won't ever forget it, man. You mentioned even before four games into Michigan's season that Aiden Hutchinson was going to be a top five pick. I remember seeing those comments, and I might have been one myself that said, you're out of your mind, Pat. He's not that good. And boy, did he show out. Made a name for himself nationally, sat there on the Heisman Trophy stage. Like, it's wild. So it's fun. It's fun to hear these names like beforehand. You know, I know back in the day when NCAA football was there, you identify it because of those kids in that game. But now it's a little different, and there's so many teams and so many moves, and you're very good at keeping all that straight. So I'm excited for the season, starting to watch some of these kids.
And again, there's a lot of other great players that I didn't mention that'll be in play at 8 to 12 or 28 or above for the Lions' first two picks, presuming that's where the Lions finish. But, again, if you look at it position-specific compared to the actual skill, there's some great wide receivers. There always are.
Every year.
You know, so – but that is – I looked at defensive interior linemen – and spent a lot of time on that and linebackers today. So we'll be back next week with another podcast, Drafts, Prospects, and Future. You can get us on Spotify soon. Yeah, definitely on Apple iTunes, definitely on Google Play.
And the Odyssey app.
Odyssey app. Don't forget to download that. You can get everything we got, man. We're really rolling at Odyssey. And I'm going to pop up a few columns up there, and I got to have a lot of stuff up there myself, so in addition to our podcast. And I appreciate you listening. Appreciate Evan coming in and doing it, and we'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.